Sexsomnia. Right. It's like sleepwalking for sex acts. Now, anybody who has ever taken Ambien knows that this can happen. It can happen, but it is extremely rare.
Nope. No, it's not.
So did you take Ambien and then wake up in some woman's bed?
No, one of my supply sergeants, he has three kids, all of them Ambien babies.
Oh, no.
To the point where he's just like, she was like pregnant with the third one, and he's just like, oh, my God, I don't remember when this happened. And I'm like,
I always wrap my tool, Pop.
Like, are you going to get a DNA test? He goes, yeah, yes, I am. I did the other two, but they're mine. Chances are this is mine as well. I'm like, what happened? He goes, well, Sergeant Pop, remember all those times you come in and you tell me stories about buying swords and stuff on Ambien and booze, and we laugh?
Well,
I'm not laughing now because I take the Ambien, have some booze. Next thing you know, I'm like, whoosh, 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 and she's all nice to me in the morning. And I don't know why. Apparently now I do.
That's happened to some women that I've known.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, one of them was divorced. Ex-hubby took some Ambien, called her, had a conversation with her, drove over in the middle of the night, blew her back out, went home. Had no recollection the following day.
Yeah, that's bad trouble.
Yeah.
That's bad trouble, man. That's bad trouble.
Yeah.
The worst I've ever had was when I bought the half gallon of ice cream, ate it, and then I left the container under the bed. I hid it from myself. Yeah, that's messed up, man.
That is one of my favorites, though.
Yeah.
Because you were so ashamed of yourself.
Yes.
You had to hide it.
Well, the thing is, it had been there for about a week because it was totally dried out.
Mm. Well, at least, was it molding or anything? Okay, good. Because that's nasty.
No, I had cleaned it out quite well. There was not enough to mold.
Mm.
Like I probably licked the bottom of the container. And, oh, my God.
Ugh.
But Ambien is a danger. It's no joke.
No. No joke at all.
But I have a feeling that this might not be an Ambien.
No. I have a feeling, like I said, we're going to start to see excuses like this. Well, I was on Ambien.
And it's a redhead,
I have
too.
A parasomnia disorder.
Suffering from
You can't blame me. As if they already didn't blame virtually all of their bad decisions either on men or alcohol.
Or both.
Or both, yeah, at the same time.
I was drunk.
Unfortunately, ladies, like I said, this is extremely rare. Only 17 cases were reported in 2017 out of 16,000 studied patients. So don't expect everybody to believe you.
They're studying people that have sleep disorders. I've had to do this. And they hooked me up to the machine. They do the whole thing. And then they're like, yep, you're f***ed up.
Yep.
Sleep is terrible. Thank you very much for that.
And then these ladies, some of them, unfortunately, have children. And then you try to tell them, hey, you know, this behavior, it's probably not good to be around your kids. And they will always swear on a stack of Bibles that their children are better off for them making the horrible decisions that they make.
It's called justification.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We covered that a lot in the polyamory episode about narcissism. And here we go again.
Oh, here we go.
OnlyFans mom claims children aren't embarrassed by her X-rated modeling career.
Oh, my God.
Then they're too young. As soon as they go to school and they hit puberty and all of a sudden their friends are coming in with pictures of
your mother?
Your mama with a bazooka juice milkshake on her freaking belly. Not that I've looked into her OnlyFans or anything. I'm just saying. But
I'm just saying the picture I'm looking at right here is not bad.
No.
It's not bad at all.
She lives with her husband and children on a 6-acre farm. Okay, now here's my question, though. Is the husband the child's father?
I don't know.
There's a good question.
Now, you know my feelings on having relationships with women who are former sex workers.
Or current.
Well, I'm just saying current or former. And it doesn't actually have to be somebody who actually gotten people's back seats and sucked for a living.
Yeah.
That is horrible. I'm just talking like they work as a cocktail waitress In the titty club? Yeah, right. Sorry.
Sure.
I'm not buying that.
No. No. Oh, this is too funny. I can't believe this. These.
So she makes,
you know, 20? The reason they think sex work is because they make £22,800 a month.
Uh-huh. That's,
stop giving these women money.
That's like what, 20?
I don't care how nice she looks.
It's like 27,000 in American.
Ugh.
Something like
now,
that.
Now, I will say this. Mama 4, that's not bad.
No.
That's not bad at all. But it is not worth shelling out
that kind of money,
the cost of a house every year, to make this woman feel better about her terrible decisions.
Well, if she's 31, just in 5 years from now, I don't think she's going to be able to pull in those kind of numbers.
No, because that industry especially, the next hot thing shows up in like 6 months. You're obsolete faster than computers in OrnPay.
Yep.
And a lot of these chicks who have OnlyFans accounts wind up on the Fresh and Fit podcast, and they think they're going to make 10 grand a month forever.
Oh, I love watching it rip those people apart.
Not going to happen.
Oh, God. Like, God, they rip some women apart on there, man.
It's quite fantastic.
It is. It is. But yeah, I mean, they think it's going to last forever, and it's not.
No, no. This is going to, it's going to collapse very quickly. This money's all going to go away. And most of the time, women who come into money like this when they're not used to having it, they spend it all.
That's right.
And then eventually what winds up happening is as the money goes away, they use debt to make it continue looking as if they have money.
Yep. And they basically shoot the torpedo that sinks their battleship.
Boo!
Now, if this person was smart, they would take 90% of all the money they're making and bank it.
Yeah. And I love how they call it an X-rated modeling career. Okay. X-rated implies that she's just showing off her boobies.
That's more
now,
like
now speaking
R.
as someone who likes to do research on his subjects before doing streams on them, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can add another couple X's to that one.
I'm pretty sure it's triple X. There's some D to PC going on.
Oh, yeah.
Probably some female liver licking.
She does have those big old wonky looking pancake nipples.
Yeah.
It's like they all got stretched out. And then they didn't quite know how to go back.
Oh, they usually don't. That, a lot of times that happens to women after they have kids.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.